from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Coming up on Forum, in the first half hour, we talk about a program in under-resourced San Francisco neighborhoods run by the nonprofit Five Keys. It offers classes for adults who are seeking to earn a high school diploma all aboard a refurbished city bus. Then at 10:30, UC professor and translator Robert Alter spent more than two decades translating the entire Hebrew Bible into English. His new book is called The Art of Bible Translation. It describes his process and vision, and he'll join us. It's all next, after the news. Welcome to Forum. I'm Michael Krasny. Five Keys Schools and Programs began in 2003 in the San Francisco County Jail as the first charter school for incarcerated adults in the country. And one of the latest projects in San Francisco's Sunnydale neighborhood is a traveling classroom in the form of a lime green refurbished city bus called the Mobile Self-Determination Project. The bus is equipped with teachers, desks, and a library, and it caters to adults seeking a high school diploma or GED. The bus project was recently featured in the California Sunday Magazine, and two Five Keys staff members join us now to talk about it. Here in studio is, we can call her Shelia or Sheila or Ambassador. I'm just going to call her Sheila. Sheila Hill is here. She's Community Ambassador of Five Keys Schools and Program. Good to have you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good to have Steve Good with us, too, and he's Executive Director of Five Keys Schools and Program. Welcome, Steve.
Great. Thank you.
Glad to have you both here, and we should begin by saying, what are these five keys? They're education, employment, recovery, family, and community. And it was started by that Patti Smith lookalike, Sonny Schwartz, who has been a guest on Forum in the past at the San Francisco County Jails. And really, Sheila, let me begin with you. We're really talking about not only an educational program to help people who are incarcerated get their degrees and get their GEDs, but also a pretty restorative justice program, too.
Right.
And a rehabilitation program. I mean, it's a whole... Talk about your involvement in it, though. You got started because of a nun by the name of Patsy?
Sister Patsy, yes.
Yeah. Talk about that.
Well, I've been to several different schools in my past, and it didn't work. Even been to City College, and I was told that I should just stop and just try to get a job because I couldn't read at all. The biggest book that I could read was like a Dr. Seuss book.
And Green so, Eggs and Ham, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Something like that, yeah. And Sister Patsy, she would help me. She knew I couldn't read too well, and so she would help me help my son. And she told me that Five Keys is about to start up at 1099 Sunnydale, and I should, you know, try to go. At first, I was kind of scared, nervous, didn't want to go, but she helped me through it and talked me through it, and I went.
Well, you had, I mean, your story is extraordinary, and nearly what you've described, I think, yourself as 40 years of failure and really moving downward, constantly moving downward. I mean, you had problems, you were living on the street, you were not only homeless, but drugs, prostitution, the whole, you know, a lot of violence, too.
Yes.
So your story is really very inspiring. I mean, you've come out of all of that, and that's all behind you. And it makes you relate better to people who are incarcerated.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. I mean, it's really heartening to read about a story like yours. And there are many stories that come across in your experience, Steve Good, working with people like, well, who have these kind of backgrounds, right, and never made it through high school.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's an unfortunate situation where, you know, our public school system serves people up until they're 18 and 19 years old. Once they age out of school and they've dropped out, there are literally no options for them other than attending a class over at City College and have to hop on multiple buses.
It's hard enough to get a job without a college degree, let alone a high school degree. Yeah?
Exactly. And so Five Keys has, you know, filled that void. And in Sheila's case, she spoke at our graduation, and I remember hearing her speak, and I thought, oh, my God. We need to hire this person. She is the best possible ambassador for Five Keys. And I gave her my number and said, you have to call me. And she took the number, and she tells me, she said, yeah, right, this guy's going to hire me. And she called me, and sure enough, she's been with us ever since, and it's been just an amazing partnership with Sheila.
Well, it's also, I think, important to point out that you do a lot of that kind of hiring. It's not only education that you present. I want to talk to you about that specifically, but I know you run a navigation center. We talked in our first hour about the planned new navigation center. It's the one out on the Bayshore, in the Bayview, actually. And you got about 30 people working there, and they're all former offenders. And so this is a process that at least allows for some people to get jobs and get work and everything. But the big emphasis on GEDs and high school diplomas, I mean, it's kind of a balance here because you don't want to be a diploma mill, right? You want to give them really a lasting education.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, and that's kind of the struggle, you know, do we want to get our folks to be able to move on so they can continue their lives in a positive trajectory? That's great and that's important, but I think what's equally important, if not arguably more important, is having that diploma mean something. It's, you know, we're not doing them a service by graduating somebody who can't read or who isn't numerate. So it's really important for us to make sure that folks are functioning at a certain level before they take their core courses that they need to graduate. And, you know, it's the success is there. We've had 2,800 graduates so far. Sheila's the embodiment of...
Well, it's even gone up from the last figure I saw, which was 2,400, huh?
Yeah, I had it fact-checked this morning. Just wanted to make sure it was right. And Sheila's the embodiment of the work that we do.
Let's talk about your work, Sheila, with these young people, and sometimes not even young people, but people who have been through the mill like you had been, you know, who were later on in life and looking for a way to become literate or to have an education. What do you say about the value of an education? Because a lot of these people say, look, I just got to put food on the table. There's a real problem with motivation. You know, we got other things that I have to attend to, children, so forth. Talk about what you essentially see as your mission in educating them about what they need with education.
Well, I feel like my mission is to help people where I came from. Let them know that it's okay, that you can do it. Don't worry about what people tell you that you can't. A lot of people are going to tell you no, 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 no.
And you're going to tell yourself no, 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 right?
Yeah, you got to tell yourself no. You got to be encouraged. You got to encourage yourself. You know, a million people can say no, and only take one yes from God. And that's what I believe. And I believe in helping others get to where, you know, from where I was to where I am.
But what about when people say, I don't know that this is going to guarantee me of a job, even if I get this diploma, and I'm going to have to work hard at doing it, and it's going to take away from my family and maybe other work? What do you say?
You're right. It's going to be hard, and it's going to take away for a minute, but then it'll be greater later. You know, maybe your family can help you. And if they can't, I can. You know, they give me phone. I get phone calls late at night, on the weekends, go to people's houses, go to their jobs to help them. Because I really believe that education is key. I didn't always believe that because I couldn't read. So now that I can and I do, I believe it.
Well, you're living proof of what it can do, for one. I mean, in terms of opening up, hasn't reading opened up worlds to you? You didn't even know?
Yes, it has.
Yeah? I mean,
yes, it has.
Sounds like a cliche, but it's certainly always true. And your child has been a main factor in your motivation.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
So being a mother and your child's adopted, in fact, I was interested in reading that with the kind of record you thought you had, you know, in terms of police actions and so forth like that, you think, how could they allow me to be adopting a child, right?
Yes. I was scared. I received my son from his mother with no paperwork, nothing. And I had to go find her to write a notarized letter just to take him to the doctor. And I was scared to talk to social services because I thought they was going to take him away from me because of, you know, the way I was being, you know, the way my past. But it didn't happen, you know.
Steve, obviously you are a major admirer of Sheila's, as I am, and work with her on a daily basis. What motivates you to do this work?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it goes back to, honestly, back in the early 2000s, I was the school principal here in San Francisco, and I remember looking at a CUME folder of one of our students, and, you know, I was reading her history. She was in kindergarten. I thought, what a sweet girl, you know, interesting story. And then it was share out day in the class, and she brought in a photo of her father in an orange jumpsuit. He was incarcerated in the county jail, and that's what she had to share out. And so I started thinking about, what's the path for this child? What sort of opportunity is she going to have? Is she going to have the same opportunities that my kid have? Probably not. And so that was a real turning point for me at that moment.
Well, I was reading about Five Keys, and there's a young man named John Breiser, another, I guess what you would classify or categorize as, I don't know, like white guy, you know, but you are and he is and so forth, and you're doing this kind of work largely with African-Americans and Latinos, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. You know, John is kind of a superhero for us. He is
a... CY, yeah.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy with an interesting background, and he is so dedicated and believes in the work that he's doing. He's absolutely the right guy we have for that bus. I mean, color of skin aside, Sonny Schwartz likes to say that nobody cares for our people like we do. And I think that really fits John. Katie as well, our driver, and Sheila. It's, I mean, it's kind of like
a dedicated team. Yeah.
Yeah, dream team.
Lucky to have it. I feel the same way about the team I work with here daily at Forum. This is a kid, though, did a master's at Chicago. The thesis on Hegel and Foucault, I just wanted to get that in there because it's pretty impressive territory academically. Let me get listeners involved in this. If you want to find out more about the Five Keys program, we're talking with the executive director, Steve Good, and we're talking with Sheila Hill, who's here with us, community ambassador. And they are a bus, and a bus that allows for, I'd like to particularly hear from some young people who are listening who maybe have given thoughts to, should I get a diploma? What are the possibilities of what that might lead to? What's the value of an education? But also, if you have questions for the program itself, we'd like to hear from you, or actually some things that you may want to indeed bring to the conversation. Our toll-free number is available. The number to call, I don't know how much available my voice is. You can hear it getting fogged up here. But the number to call, 866-733-6786, and you can join us now at that number. Again, please do, if you have something to say or ask, 866-733-6786, or email us, forum@kqed.org, or go to our website, kqed.org/forum, click on the segment, or tweet us. Our Twitter handle is @KQEDForum. Talk about the neighborhood you serve. This is in the Sunnydale neighborhood now?
Right. We actually serve four different areas. The bus travels between Sunnydale, Petrero Hill, Hunters Point, and Alec Griffiths housing projects. We initially started in Sunnydale because we had a brick-and-mortar site there at 1099. But there was a stop sign at Santos in Sunnydale where students can't cross that stop sign because of rival territory. So we started sending a teacher up the street to service students at the TURF program. And we realized this is ridiculous. We need to have a better solution than having a teacher riding his bike between two buildings to access students. We kicked around the idea for a bus, a mobile school. Then finally we saw Lava May had launched their program with a converted municipal bus, and we said, damn, we absolutely have to do this now. So with some seed funding from Google with the Google Impact Challenge, a brilliant architect, Deanna Van Buren with Designing Justice, and our team of leaders, we developed the bus.
And you're in seven counties now?
We're in seven counties, exactly Los Angeles, San Bernardino, San Mateo, Santa Clara, Alameda County, and San Francisco.
And you're also doing job training and housing help. And, I mean, it's a pretty broad spectrum program.
Yeah, exactly. We're a social justice nonprofit that not only focuses on education and incarceration. We run the education programs in 20 jails in California, but we also focus on housing with the NAV Center, employment opportunities for the formerly incarcerated returning citizens, case management for transitional age youth, and reentry services, helping those that are getting ready to reenter society, get housing, get into treatment, look for employment.
And restorative justice, Sheila, is part of the curriculum.
Yes, it is.
Talk about that. Why is that important?
Actually, that was my favorite subject when I was going to school. But I do believe in restorative justice. Instead of people going to jail, they can do things to make it up. They can revamp themselves. They can change their lives and possibly change someone else's. So I believe in restorative justice a lot. Because if it didn't, then I wouldn't be here.
I want to give listeners some statistics to chew on. It's from Liz Weil's article about Five Keys. Liz Weil is now a writer for the New York Times, Sunday Magazine, among other things. Also a former intern, I like to say, for Forum many years ago. But she brings some statistics to the fore here. Maybe, Steve, you can comment on these. High school grad rate in 2017-2018 for white students, 85.5%. And that's contrasting to African-American and Latino students, and is quite a contrast. It's also quite a contrast when you look at other figures that Liz brings to the fore. The white kids who go to private schools, as opposed to right. African-American kids, low-income kids who are black or Latino. I mean, these are pretty shocking and egregious numbers that we're dealing with here.
It is. You know, it's really unfortunate. I think it's San Francisco next to Seattle has the highest rate of kids going to private schools. We have, you know, about 117,000 school-age kids in San Francisco, approximately. And only half of those attend our public schools. And we have great public schools here in San Francisco. You know, it's really unfortunate that there's this white flight into, you know, the private sector. I think that, you know, our schools would only be better if we had a more balanced population of students across the schools. That said, it's also unfortunate that, you know, so many of our worst schools are in the communities and where the kids that need the education the most live. So that's a real challenge. And it's not a knock on the school district. It's a problem facing all schools across the nation.
It's a constant challenge.
Yeah. And
Sheila, I want to go back to you about something. When you convince students that it's important to get a GED or a high school diploma, I mean, for many of them, it works out to be, putting aside the fact that it might mean more opportunities or help with a job and everything else like that, dignity and self-esteem, big factors, aren't they?
Yes, it is. It really is. When I didn't know how to read, I would hide or... my daughter put an app on my phone for the dictionary. So I would say the words, how to spell it, how to spell a word or whatever. So filling out job applications was a non-factor. I couldn't do it. So I had to bring them home or have someone do it for me online. So I was embarrassed. But when I learned how to read, the doors opened, my eyes opened, and I was able to read to my kids. So
I work with people who were not literate, and the joys that many of them felt suddenly with being able to read to their own children, you know,
right.
was extraordinary. I mean, this was a recurrent theme that I found in working with those folks. We're talking with Sheila Hill and Steve Good about the Five Keys program, and let's go to, actually, here's a tweet from Kathleen who says, with so many distressing stories in the news, this school program is music to my ears. Congratulations. And here's a caller, and that's Guillermo. Guillermo, join us.
Hi, thank you for taking my phone call. I am an immigrant. Of course, English was my second language. And I remember in the late 80s, early 90s, when the Civil War in Central America was taken off, that's when we came here to the United States. And I remember going to English ESL classes, and then they start to push me through getting my high school diploma and eventually get through into college. But one of the barriers that I remember was that it was not enough education on the immigration community about ESL. The only reason that we find out was because the Catholic Church, which were the sponsors for us, was the one who was pushing us through go to ESL classes. But there was barely no information. So I wonder how your program reach out to the new immigrant communities who are coming, and how do you approach them in a cultural matter. They really understand the English, and education is a key for them to succeed in this country.
Yeah, Guillermo, you raise an important question. Let me go to you on this, Steve Gooden. Talk maybe a bit about the bilingual challenges here.
Yeah, definitely. We have a concerted effort to reach out to the immigrant community to try and, you know, assist them and get their high school diploma and take ESL classes through us. We partner with the Mission Economic Development Center, Mission Language Vocational School. We also have a ESL program right in Sunnydale. I'm specifically targeting the Pacific Island community, Latino Americans, and recent immigrants to help them move them through the path of, you know, the American education system, help them get their diploma. I mean, we know high school diploma is the way for economic growth in this country. It's the ability to get into a union, the ability to get benefits. You know,
it is a kind of union card in every sense of the meaning of that.
Exactly. Yeah.
But even more now, a college degree, one would argue. Yeah.
100%. And we partner. We have a great partnership with City College of San Francisco, where we co-facilitate classes in the county jail. We take our students onto tours of the campus. We're really trying to create a wraparound educational program for those that the traditional system just didn't work for them, or those that are coming to our country lacking the education they need to succeed.
And Sheila, you've kind of found a home here in Five Keys. I mean, you know, I was reading again about your background. I thought, it's such a gentle and sensitive woman, kicked out of a couple of federal job programs for fighting and stealing. This is a different person we're talking about.
Yes. I've been kicked. I went to Job Corps. I was kicked out quite a few of them for fighting and stealing and other things. Yes.
So, you know, there's a kind of maturation that we're talking about here. I mean, growing in and growing up and growing away from a more feisty and rage-filled life, or whatever you want to call it, or however you want to characterize it. A lot of these young people are still filled with that kind of thing that you were.
Hmm? Yes, a lot of them still are.
So what do you say to them when they say, well, this is how I am now, and this is how I don't know if I'm going to be, because, you know, I don't know if I'm going to grow out of this even.
I tell them to look at me. A lot of people in my neighborhood and outside of my neighborhood, they remember me. They know me. Even if they're much younger than me, they still know
everybody me. Everybody in your community seems to know you.
They know me. They know how I used to be. And a lot of people always tell me, oh, my God, you changed. Some people like it and a lot of people don't. But
more people like it, I'll bet, huh?
Yeah.
Sheila has an amazing capacity for forgiveness and compassion.
Yeah.
She really sets the benchmark for that.
Here's Chris. Chris, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Michael. I was just saying, I taught 10 years at county jails, various county jails in San Francisco in 1980, 1990 through City College. Non-credit program we had.
Yeah.
Loved it. Loved the people. I'm glad you're still doing it. You know, I can always say with the greatest heart, the people I work with, they're some of the best people I've ever known. Great program, great people, sad situations, sad lives, horrors that we would not even think about. And to pull out of that is like, wow. Get it, keep it together. Keep going. GED, education is where it's at. Get the people educated. Out there voting, get it squared away, okay?
All right, Chris, good to hear from you, and thank you for those remarks. And we're going to hear from Risa next. Risa, join us. You're on the air.
Good morning. Hi, this is Risa, and I run a children's literacy nonprofit in San Francisco called the Children's Book Project, and I wanted to extend an offer to your guests. We, for 26 years, have been giving away books for free of high quality from zero toddlers to high school to children who need books and families. So if that would be of use to this organization, I invite you to either come down to our book site and or just give us a call or go online.
Risa, that's generous and kind of you. We're running out of time now, but can you tell Steve how to get in touch with you? Quickly.
Sure. Our website is childrensbookproject.org. The site phone number is 415-665-6315.
Steve wrote it down, and I thank you for that. And thank you, Steve Good, and thank you, Sheila Hill. Good to have you both with us. And congratulations for the work you've done onward and upward.
Great. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
And when we return, we're going to meet Robert Alter, who has, believe it or not, translated the whole Bible. We'll hear more about that. Stay tuned. I'm Michael Krasny.